Thank you for holding. Is this Jesse?
Yes.
Hey, Jesse. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Friday. Can't be mad on a Friday. I've been waiting for this day. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but she said you had some questions about like who we are or how it works.
No, yeah. Go ahead. You can start with the pricing, I suppose. That's fine.
Sure. Let me get to the package. She said you were asking about the partner program and why we couldn't offer a guarantee to you. Yeah. So just so you know, all of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance, and also they oversee our operations. They don't want us to promise you anything or even say the word guarantee unless it has to do with Google's actual product, Google Guarantee, that we do sell here as well. So I think that might be a hurdle that you're running into if you're like demanding a guarantee, but Google has guidelines of only say the word guarantee if it has to do with Google Guarantee, because you don't want to like guarantee people customers or results or success from being on the first page. We don't have any control of that. No advertising agency has any control of that, actually. All they can do is ensure that you're up there, but they can't really guarantee you any kind of return on investment from being up there, even if guys are seeing return on investment from being up there every day. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So let me, I sent you the pricing page. The pricing page also has our premier Google partner badge on it. Our company, Local Splash, we're Southern California based. We're right across the 405 freeway from the actual Google Building 1 here in Southern California. So,
okay.
You know, we're as close as you can get to working with Google directly, being in mass. But usually if you called Google and you said, hey, I wanted to do these things or have it professionally hosted, can you guys help me? Usually they'll prefer you to their premier Google partners, which are partners that, you know, they oversee their operations and have a history of working with.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that kind of answers the guarantee question.
Yeah, so what I was specifically, who we are. Mm-hmm. Like she told me about
15
the
miles.
Map pack.
They're right.
Getting, you know, is this so, I'm looking at these prices right now you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
They're all packages, so this is what it is. You get it. So you don't do just.
Well,
like,
yeah, there is one. It's the essential. If you keep scrolling down, it's usually just $299 month to month. And then there's they usually ask for a setup fee for verification, but it looks like you've done a great job of already getting through your verification process. So I could waive the setup fee for you. You know, we wouldn't have to charge you that $299. But we still have to do the algorithm updates on the back end of your GBP to make sure that
That's for Google Places, correct?
Yes. Google Places are the three guys next to the map there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So if I go to like, so if I bring myself up on Google right now,
mm-hmm.
You're talking about on the, like, where, why is the map not coming up?
That's odd.
I'm trying to do it, figure out what I'm,
mm-hmm. She told me you show up locally,
yep.
If you type in your Southborough, she was saying that you're there locally. Now, a lot of times that happens if Google doesn't have anybody that they're actively working with for your area.
Yep.
They'll just refer, like, guy that they know is verified in the area that provides the services to still try to accommodate the local people on their search.
I think it's because I'm on, like, I'm logging to my account. Maybe it comes up differently. When I Google myself,
you should show up for your own area though, especially if you're at the address that you PIN verified. You should definitely.
Well, I do show up. No one else shows up. I'm not getting that little pack of three. You know what I mean? When I Google myself,
mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I think it's because.
Well, yeah. If you Google yourself, it's different. Yeah. What we do is we make it so that you show up.
Not myself. Not my business. My business.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even your business.
So
I'm saying like we make it so you show up for painting. Jesse, not for Blue Mountain painting, right? Just painting, like somebody looking up for a painter. Mm-hmm.
So what should I Google? I could put painting in for Southborough or?
Yeah, that'd be a perfect example. That's kind of really local, though. I mean, the idea is to cover more ground. The more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to get.
Yeah, That's my idea. Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. Let's see if I can figure this out. I just want to, I'm just trying to figure, like, I mean, I just know what it looks like. I just want to get it in front of me.
Yeah. I do see that you have a good, like, local presence, though, for Southborough. You have tons of reviews, too, actually.
You know what's funny, though? Like, I do, and, you know, it's funny, like, I still don't get a ton of calls. You think I would think if I get more action from it, but I don't.
Yeah. You know who gets a lot of calls for this area is Target Painting and Contracting, Inc. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a lot of calls. They're a huge big company.
They're doing the Google Guaranteed program. So that's a completely different program that they're on. So they show up way above everybody else for this area. The very first results.
What's the Google Guaranteed? They work with you guys, you're saying?
Correct. Yeah, they work with a premier Google partner on Google Guarantee. You got to go through an in-depth background screening with Google. It's $250 just to apply and get through the background screening. And then you pass the background screening, and then they'll actually pre-screen you on your parameters as far as what's a qualified lead. And then when people apply for the Google Guarantee program, because Google's giving them $2,500 for the lifetime of the work if they hire the contractor we refer. And so when they enroll in that, then we match them to you. We'll call you with them on the line, and then we don't charge you a lead fee unless you set an appointment to go out and meet with them. So it's about as surefire as you can get from a marketing perspective of having a live human being on the line and not actually getting charged a lead fee unless you set an appointment.
Yeah, so you guys do that, or?
Yeah. That's our best product. You know, we were calling you about a local opening that we had, but Google Guarantee, if you want like a guarantee for your money and the most bang for your buck, I mean, that's the best product by far.
What's the cost with that?
What was that?
What's the cost with that?
Okay, so $250 would just be the application. You got to go through the background screening. Usually takes about a week or two to get through the background screening. You got to fill out a form, and then they'll call you to do a over-the-phone interview, kind of like you did for your Google verification.
Yep.
And then let me go here. I'll get you the exact leads, lead cost for your area. Okay. They want a 13 lead budget to start. Let me plug your zip code. That's a good thing about the analytics for this too, is I could see exactly what those guys are doing. Target Painting and Contracting, Inc. Okay. 13 lead budget, industry.
Like painting Hopkinton, which is a town nearby me.
Painter.
I want to do more. And it shows me it's sponsored, Google Guaranteed. Then it says eligible. Your ads can show this for this search.
Yeah, your ads can show for this search. Yeah, like we got to put you in there. Because honestly, Jesse, like there's guys that we start from scratch, and like you'll see some guys in the Google Guarantee category. Even Target Painting and Contracting, Inc., they don't have the reviews that you have. So it's like,
I know.
Yeah, so it'll be so easy for us to get you through the background screening. You have such a history. And then immediately you're the company that has the best reputation of everybody in there, just from a review standpoint. But you're just not doing it, so you're not getting access to it. They're getting those Google Guarantee guys are literally getting sent to like Target and J&H. So it's like, I have no doubt you'll be super successful with it. And I just got the quote here. So they're talking about just $500 with a guarantee of 13 leads. And it's not a monthly cost. It'll like roll over. So if you don't exhaust those 13 leads in the month, your remaining balance will roll over to the next month, and they don't charge you another $500 until you've exhausted the full 13 leads. And the cool thing about Google Guarantee is you can literally pick the towns. Like you're saying, hey, I want to show up over here. Like you can geo-target it just like Google Ads. It's not based off your geographical location, like the local listings there.
Right.
So literally, if you wanted to get it going a day, it's like $250. It sends you the application. Like I said, it usually takes about a week or two. For you, it's probably going to be faster just because you already have all those reviews and you're verified. And then once that's done, you got to give us the go-ahead on when you want to launch and start receiving the leads. And then when you want to launch, they'll put you up there. They'll deduct the $500, and then you'll have the remaining balance of 13 leads at the pace that you can exhaust them. And then we have an app and an analytics system, so you can keep track of where you're at as far as like the leads, It'll save all their number, the recording of the calls and everything in there, so you could have a full breakdown of how the marketing dollar is being spent.
So, like, where do you get, like, you know, what if everybody does this? You know what I mean? Like, so I Google.
The Google Guarantee leads are exclusive, so you can outbid them.
Okay, you can bid. That's how it works. So that's what I have.
Yeah, but usually they want to match you with the best person. And sometimes the customers just go, hey, I want this guy. And honestly, you would literally be the best guy in the area right away. But there's nobody in the Google Guarantee category that has the reputation that you have. I mean, the closest guy is Target Painting. So they'd probably be choosing between you and him at the end of the day. But what happens is the calls will actually come through to an answering service. They'll pre-screen them, make sure they fit your parameters, right? If the guy's saying, like, hey, I want this, like, type of exterior painting, and you tell us, I don't do exterior, I just want to focus on interior, just as an example, we're not going to match that guy with you. We're not going to call you with that guy on the line or even bother you, because it's not going to turn into a lead for Google, right? We'll match them with the guy that actually fits. So you get a live call. It's exclusive to you. We've already kind of matched them, think it's going to be a good fit, and then you decide if you're going to set the appointment or not. You don't set the appointment, we'll find them a contractor that will be able to help them.
So in terms of pricing, again, $250 to apply, and then I'm confused about the pricing of it.
Yeah, so the way they do it is like a balance. So you pay $500, and then that'll be your guarantee of 13 leads for $500, and then they'll deduct from it. Let me get you the exact, like, single lead cost. That's what they quoted me for, 13 leads. And then each individual lead, because they can vary.
I get to set the price of what the leads are.
I'm sorry, you cut out for a second. Say that again.
I get to set the, like, if I don't do certain things, and then and you won't give me
yes.
anything you said.
Yeah. I'll schedule an interview, and then we'll interview you, and then you decide. So you get to pick not just the keywords you're listed for, but, you know, you could be very specific about the types of jobs that you'll accept.
Okay.
Yeah. And they say on average it's $35 to $40 a lead.
Yeah, that's, so I would do that. So what do you recommend? The first thing you talked about here, or, you know, like, both of them?
So here's the thing. Usually if you don't have a local listing established, like you're not verified, you don't have any reviews, then you have to do a local listing and Google Guarantee. That's not the case for you. So you could you do have a local listing. However, if you do want to build up on your presence that you have locally there, you know, we could definitely expand that to about 20 miles. And that might yield you better results than you're seeing there. But then you also have Google Guarantee. It sounds to me like when you're saying guarantee, that's what you want. You want something that's surefire for your money, and there's nothing more surefire for your money in today's day and age than Google Guarantee's program. And it has a pretty good cost per acquisition, especially with them handing the leads off to you exclusively as a live call.
Right. Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Okay. So you already have your Google business profile, so it's going to be pretty easy for me to set this up. Let me just verify your last name.
It's Loughlin, L-O-U-G-H-L-I-N.
G-H-L-I-N?
Yeah, L-O-U-G-H-L-I-N.
Okay. They usually have an A in there, huh? That's unique. And then what's your business email address where I could send you the Google Guaranteed application? An outline of the agreement in writing, and your receipt.
Then it's a Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at bluempainting.com.
Painting.com, okay. Blue M Painting says invalid. Jesse at bluempainting.com.
No, Blue M-T-N, like Mountain M-T-N.
There it is. Okay, now it's showing as a valid email. Thank you. And then the 16 Winter Street, that's still accurate? Everything that you went through on your verification still up to date?
Yes.
Okay. And it's just going to be displayed as Blue Mountain Painting? There's no LLC or incorporated?
Just put Blue Mountain Painting. That's fine.
Okay. And then this phone number we're on is the best phone number for the clients to contact you?
I guess for now, but I might change that.
Could also use Google Voice. We can get you a Google Voice tracking number if you'd like.
No, I don't want that. Okay. I just have another number. Like, how hard is it to change it after the fact?
It's pretty easy. It's a phone call. I mean, you have us hosting it for you, so you just call in and let us know you want to make the change, and we ask you for...
And I'm dealing with someone I can reach, right?
Yeah, but there's going to be a separate technician, so it's not going to be me. But during your interview, you'll meet the actual technician that's going to be pre-screening and then handing them off to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll schedule the interview after this. But so right now, you just want to use this phone number, 508-981-4495?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. You could also pick a different one, too. If you say, hey, is there another rep? I mean, they're not going to take offense to it. They want somebody that you're comfortable with and you guys are able to work together. Save.
One of the best companies to do this. Was that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you look us up?
Look up Splash. Look, I'm looking at it right now.
Local Splash. It's Local Splash. Yeah. Fountain Valley, California. I've been here 12 years myself, Jesse. So I can't tell you how many guys I've helped start up their business over the years. Not just startup, but you're one of the ones where it's like kind of rare, actually. It's rare that I find a guy that's already has such a dominant local presence and then, 159, almost 5-star reviews, So what you've been able to do there on your own is pretty amazing, but this will definitely take it to the next level. This is just stuff
that... A lot of work. I'll tell you what, Google, like, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to me about like how Google is, Google stock, but I probably have had about 250 reviews, but only that many go up. That's the way it works with Google. Not everything.
Yeah, they're supposed to be verified reviews usually, so the people have to be logged into their email and.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and they are. People screenshot me. Pictures say, oh, yeah, I sent it. Like, this is it. It says accepted.
It never shows.
It shows up on their end. It never shows. It's very frustrating.
Hmm.
Same with HomeAdvisor, Angie. It's very frustrating with that. We have to work with these. Trust me, I don't love working with these big conglomerates. It's not.
Yeah. It's kind of a pain in the butt. You used HomeAdvisor by Angie's?
I used them, yeah.
Oh, you still use them? Yeah. Man, you're going to love this. This is... way better. HomeAdvisor by Angie's, they do local listings, and then they just resell their leads that they get from their local listings. They do them all over the U.S., though. So it's just like,
They
actually have one on the first page for painters in Southborough. And it says, like, 10 best, and they just resell that to you and, like, 3 or 4 other guys on the list. It's not exclusive. These ones are exclusive, and you got a live person on the line. It's not like a text, and they debit your account.
No, yeah, I'm interested.
It's a lot better. All right. So I have the account created. How do you want the hours of operation for the ads listed? These ones will rotate outside of your business hours. So if you say, hey, I'm only open, 8 to 7, at 7 o'clock, you won't show in that Google Guarantee category because you're closed.
Okay. So what do you recommend I do?
Let me look at these guys. Target's doing... the one above him said open 24 hours. Target's doing, he closes at 5. He's going 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed.
Do you think that that's a better idea to do that? Because,
I think to set it on actual hours. I think to set it legitimately, like, hey, if I'm up until 7 and I'm willing to take calls until 7, set it up at 7. If you're saying, hey, I'm up at 8 o'clock and, I'm willing to take calls at 8 o'clock, go 8, 8 to 7. Set it up legitimately based on your parameters, not on somebody else.
Let's set it up for like 8. Let's set it up for like 8 to 5 for now.
Okay. 8 to 5 a.m.
And that would be like, do it 6 days a week, not Sunday.
Okay.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Okay, again, I can change this, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, you can always change your hours at any time. Just a phone call. Closed on Sunday.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Uh-huh.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, it's good coffee.
Hello?
Yep, still with you.
It's another, you know, marketing service. I'm telling you, I might get like 10 calls a day from people trying to work Google, that, you know, like at least.
I'll DNC your number in the Google Partners Network. So I don't know who exactly they all are, but I can make it so that the Google partners will see you're working with us and they won't contact you anymore.
That would be great. Cause I'm saying that's like,
I gotcha.
And
then you'll
know, like I said,
that's
the thing. I guess I'm trying to differentiate your service from like a billion other calls. I guess I'm kind of like,
yeah. It's kind of like
difficult to know what to do.
Yeah. Well, I ain't calling you from India, you know. Usually that's the first red flag, you know? It's like, you don't sound like you're from the States.
Alright. Exactly. That was the case right there. But yeah, that's why I went over. You called me three times in a row. I'm like, oh, this is actually someone I need to talk to. No, sure enough, it's like, I've had it with the sales, so I can't say anything.
Anyway. Not today, Ahmed.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so I have the hour set 8 to 5, as you said, and then Monday through Saturday, Sunday's closed. And then for payment methods accepted, do you want to put cash, check, and card?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's leave it at that. All right, and then I'm going to go Google Guaranteed, Painting Contractors.
Is this
and then
a new
service? Yeah, it launched January of last year, 2024. It's Google's newest product.
Yeah. And you think it's been successful?
Oh, yeah. So, you know what's crazy? Like, HomeAdvisor by Angie's, if you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, they have, the Federal Trade Commission's been talking about shutting them down for the last, like, 3 years. And they've got shut down before. When I first worked here, they were called Service Magic, and then they shut down for, like, 2 years, and they came back in 2014 as HomeAdvisor. So Google is going, why are they getting shut down? Because they pay Google, like, $8 million a month. And then there was also, like, Google, they were telling Google to basically stop working with them because they were using Google to get the leads that they were selling. And
yeah,
so they
kept saying they just completely corner the marketplace. And you, like, we're just at their mercy.
Yeah,
that's what it is for home services.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what happens though, is like the business owners caught on and it's like, okay, how is it that I'm at this job that HomeAdvisor just gave me a lead? I paid $100 for this roofing lead. And then there's another roofing company here right next to me pulling up to the same door about to give a quote. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Well, we know that. We all know that. They saw the $5 billion in.
Yeah, but they're charging
my
both
business
of
off of it, though. So,
yeah, see, well, that's just more testing.
I understand exactly how it works, but it's like, you need these. Yeah, that's the thing to run.
But Google Guarantee was built to combat that. They were preparing, actually, for it to go down again, and it was like, okay, how can I accommodate these people? Why did these people even go to HomeAdvisor in the first place? You know, oh, they wanted leads.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted some kind of guarantee for what they're paying for their dollar. So Google kind of listened to the market, and then they developed this Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Yep. So it's the new and improved version. Oh, it definitely works. It's as close as you can get to, you know, having somebody there answering a phone selling your company.
Well, you think it'll give me a leg up that I have like a good review base, right?
Yeah, 100%. What you've established like prior to signing up for this is actually what's gonna make it so you kill it. A lot of these guys, like I said, we find guys that are, they'll call us to do Google Guarantee, and Google Guarantee is like not based on local listings. Anybody can sign up for it, but in order to pass the background screening, you got to have at least 10 reviews on your Google business profile. So usually a guy like that, I'd recommend that we do his local listing, build him up to the 10 reviews, basically try it out for a month or two on that, and then we move him over to Google Guarantee if that's really his end goal. For you, you're already like light years ahead of even the top guy in your area from a review standpoint. So we're just taking that, putting it up in the category. If they click on your phone number and they're requesting you directly, you're always going to get first right of refusal on it. And I feel like with your reviews, that's going to be, you know, maybe 7-8 times out of 10 the case.
Okay.
You know?
What's going on here?
Yep.
I wonder if I could dump my HomeAdvisor contract.
Well, let us get this up and running, you know? Compare them side by side for like a month, and then obviously you'll have a pretty definitive answer on what's going to be best for your company long term.
What I don't want to do is be buying the same lead from two different places, because that's what happens.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. The guys that click on Google Guarantee are not filling out the forms on Home Advisor. It kind of will eliminate, like, you'll see the quality of the people that you're talking to. Two totally different kind of people. Like, the guys that click on this are usually looking for quality.
Every different people. Funny, because I use them all. I use Thumbtack. I use Networks. I use all of them.
Yeah. You're going to get better quality customers. You're going to get the kind of customers that you've earned. Like, with your reputation and what you've built up over the years, it's like they want the best guy. And so that's literally why they're clicking on you. And then they also know that they're getting the insurance from Google, too, to already back it. And you've been background screened. So it's like the people that are going to be clicking on your listing, trying to connect with you, you know, they're looking for a fully legitimate company, you know, that they've verified already has license, everything.
So will I, where will I show up?
In the Google Guaranteed section. Mm-hmm. Well, you can actually pick the territory. That's why we'll do the client interview. So it's geo-targeted. So that's why I was going to ask you, too, what was that town that you said earlier that you wanted to make sure you were showing up in?
Hopkinton is just one that I looked up.
Okay.
Hopkinton, but I'll have a list of them ready when we interview.
That's where we're at right now, so let me schedule your interview. What time works best for you?
Depends when.
I could do today, but it would have to be in the afternoon. I have slots for Google Guaranteed interviews for 4 to 5 Eastern Standard, 5 to 6 Eastern Standard, and 6 to 7 Eastern Standard.
4 to 5?
I'm going to go 4 to 5?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Let me get you this slot. Google Guaranteed. I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email. Google service ads. Where is the, there it is, okay, onboarding. Okay, already has local. If you want to build on your local presence, we can help you with that too, but in the sake of
That's
keeping...
That's what I was going to ask about that,
Yeah, we can get you shown further locally.
Yeah, like different towns, right?
Yeah. It'll be based off the local listing and then the local listing's PIN verification. And then for your GVP, we can mark it up to 40 miles from the street address locally. But for mass, they try to keep it within the state lines. So usually if you're crossing state lines, then you have to have the proper
paperwork. No, I don't
want to
cross state lines. I don't even want to go 40 miles. Like, I want to be tighter than that.
Yeah. We can address it. It's geo-targeted as well. I mean, then you're on the first page twice. You'll have your same local presence that you're seeing there for your
How
city.
How much is that cost?
Let me try to put together a deal for you because you're already doing Google Guarantee.
You think it's worth it to do that?
Yeah. I mean, it's always showing up in front of your customers at the moment that they're searching is always beneficial. Everything that you've built up and that you have there in your own backyard is definitely going to benefit you if you have the same presence, but you're showing up further, you know, and with the kind of work that you do and the price point that they're telling me of $199, you know, one job is going to pay for it for like a couple months. Yeah. So it's definitely beneficial, especially if you have like a crew of guys. I don't know about the size of your company, but if you guys can work multiple jobs at a time, then that's worth every penny, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what they told me. If you want to do it, since you're already enrolling in the Google Guarantee program, they'll do the local listing for you at just $199 flat month to month. So today the bill would be $449, and then it'll be only $199 reoccurring, and then the $500 will go towards your 13 guaranteed leads when you're ready to launch. You get through the back.
13, is it like at least 13 or is it like 13?
It's at least. You know? You can go up.
And then, okay.
Yeah, you can go up. Sometimes guys just throw $1,000 at it or whatever their marketing budget is. But this is, I'm trying to start with the minimum just so that we can show and prove with you for the first like month or so.
Sure.
And then once you're comfortable, you know, obviously I'll say, hey, you know, say we could do this, or they'll give you, they'll lower your lead costs. Yeah. We'll be transparent
with
you.
I think that you, I think that, you know what I think? Because I've been with HomeAdvisor/Angie for years, and they took a nosedive last year with their volumes. And now they've completely changed. They completely changed their. And I was trying to figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. So they're not going to tell me.
FTC versus HomeAdvisor.
They've changed their whole program, and then now they're doing a like a Angie ad. You got to pay them up front for a contract.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like trying to figure it out, and I think that this took a huge chunk out of their business.
100%. They have changed. Yeah. Well, it's, they have so many different models, and then they're also like, people call in to sign up, and then they don't explain to them, like, okay, you're going to get billed like this, and, or we're rolling you in this. It's like, oh, you just pay this for the day. And then the guy's like, I haven't gotten leads in a month. Like, oh, you just paid this thing for the year. You have to pay a lead fee for every single one, or they're not like disclosing that. I've heard crazy stories just over the years working with these guys, but it has been getting worse lately, especially with the older audience that's not tech savvy. You hear them like, oh, I paid $2,500. I'm like, for what, you know? And they have no clue. But if you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, what you just explained, you know, it's pretty transparent. Every time there's a major report, it pops up on there. Like just in November of 2024, they paid $3 million back as like back pay on lead fees to business owners.
I should just dump them, you know, because I'm in a contract with them right now. Like, I just, because I re-up.
You'll probably do that, but the only reason I'm not telling you to do that is because, again, our calls are recorded by Google, and they oversee our operations, and HomeAdvisor by Angie pays them a bunch of money. So I'm not supposed to say, hey, leave them. You know, I'm supposed to say, compare them. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
I got you. All right. So you do want to do the local too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and enroll you in our premier package. Okay. Oh, okay. So I won't be able to set that. And then I got to do until I do the billing information first. So let's set this appointment though. So we'll go Google Guarantee and local.
What's the commitment on these?
The local listings are month to month. Everything's month to month. It's all at your own will. Everybody who works with us coming back on their own each month. We just try to get in there and earn your business, make you happy. But we'll send you a
service. Hold on 1 second. Can you hold 1 second?
Sure.
All right.
Actually works out perfectly because I gotta do this.
Hello.
Yep, still with you.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. That's what we want to happen.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Phone should have been going off this whole time.
Yeah, it's always going off.
All right. I got you all set here. So the client interview is going to be for both your local listing. So they'll go over that and then also Google Guarantee as well. Typically, they want to do the local listing information first because sometimes guys might, their local listing, they'll have like 15 keywords because it gives you up to 15. And then sometimes you go into Google Guarantee and you're like, hey, I only want to focus on these if we're doing the paid leads, you know? So.
Right.
Sometimes they're set up a little differently.
So we'll do both. I'll do both at 4 at the same time, right?
Well, it's set up to do local. A lot of times the stuff in the local, they can address the Google Guarantee, but then the actual specialist that'll be pre-screening your leads might actually want to talk to you as well. So maybe they'll set a separate
That's
appointment
fine.
For that at the end of this one.
That's fine. Yeah, no problem.
Customize your Google
no
guarantee.
Problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah, we just want to be very thorough and make sure that the leads we're getting you are not wasting your time or the rep's time that's pre-screening these guys. Okay, Jesse Blue Mountain Painting. Locked in, save. All right, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment, it's going to be $449. How did you want to do that?
I'm going to give you a credit card.
Okay.
I really feel like I haven't done my research. I'm just keep throwing money out there.
You're in good hands. I'm telling you, I've been doing this for 12 years myself, and then I'll also send you my direct number and extension in case you don't like somebody. You could always let me know. I'll make sure we get
Thank
you taken
you.
Care of. This will be your last marketing stop. Let me get this to you. Give me 1 second. Let me send you the number first. Okay. All right, there we go. All right, let me go back. Okay, address everything the same. Okay, and then did you want to use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It'll be the MasterCard.
Okay, and it's just under your name, or does it say Blue Mountain Painting on it as well?
It says both.
Both, okay. So let me go ahead and add this. You could write it off. Blue Mountain Painting. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that you'd previously PIN verified for the company? The 16 Winter Street. Google had you at 16 Winter Street when you got PV'd on your Google your Google business profile. Is that also your billing address?
No.
Okay. What's the billing address?
So now I'm looking at local splash reviews and complaints. This just popped up.
Yeah, there's 20-year track record there, so I don't think anything's perfect, but we never had anything unaddressed out there. A-plus accredited with the BBB, 4.8
yeah.
out of 5 on featured customers, 4.9 on BirdEye, and 4.2 on Google. It's over 1,000 on Google, and that's probably
4.
Not 4. Even 4. A quarter. 4.2
on Google, so why can't I find that? I wonder why that's my problem.
Just look up local splash. Did you type it in right? Like two words, L-O-C-A-L, and then splash, like water, S-P-L-A-S-H.
Yeah.
Fountain Valley, California. And then you could also follow it with 2 Google Building 1. You're cutting out a little bit. What was that?
I said 4.2 is not bad for 1,000 reviews. I just hate, you know, some of these marketing companies, I try to Google them, they've got their reviews hidden. You know, that's never a good sign.
Yeah, we don't hide anything. And we could also expunge our reviews, but we don't. Our owner always tells us, like, remind the business owners that, like, I don't cooperate with these guys that are trying to get me to pay to remove our reviews. So everything that's up there is just 100% genuine. But you'll also see anybody that's written anything where they complain, they're probably still a client. We always, like, respond to them
right.
and make sure we resolve their issue. And then our services are month-to-month, too. So these people are coming back at their own. You're not buying
well,
it to, like,
thing.
Some year agreement.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you ready? Tell me when you're ready. You need the address for the card? Is that what you need?
Yeah, the billing address.
All right. 75 West Main Street.
75 Westman?
West Main Street. West
oh,
Main
Maine.
Street.
Gotcha. Okay. Is that Southborough?
No, that's going to be Marlborough. M-A-R-L. C-O-R-O-U-G-H, M-A-R-L-C-O-R-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, I know that one. My mom, she used to be the worst, those damn cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly why I don't smoke them. It's mm-hmm. disgusting. Okay, and then
yeah.
the zip code for that address?
01752.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, it came up as 75W Main Street. Okay. It has to match with this Google Maps. Okay, I'm ready for you.
5528.
5528.
6953 1921 1040
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
429 Yep.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
244
244. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Oh, we actually have to secure a security question for you. So the security question, this is in case you want to verify the identity of one of our reps when they contact you, or vice versa, if we want to verify your identity before making any changes to your profile. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
All right. What was your first pet's name, Jesse?
Roxy.
Roxy. R-O-X-Y?
Correct.
Okay. My buddy has a dog named Roxy as well. Okay. Let me save. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt as well as your Google Guarantee background check form. If I say anything that you don't agree with, don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding.
So where are you going to send this to me? Do you have an email for me already?
Yeah, I'm going to actually text it and email it. It'll all come through automatically when I process this transaction for your account. It's automated system. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Blue Mountain Painting.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Jesse Laughlin, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Blue Mountain Painting today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
What was the last one?
Yeah, so it's in layman's terms, we're just saying like, hey, if you're going to add anything else online after today, let us know about it so we can make sure you're not like duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already doing for you.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, we just don't want any duplicates. That causes discrepancies with the search engine. Last thing we want is, like, any suspended listing or something like that. Make us lose a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when we first start setting up your local listings like that. But it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the discounted price of $449 for a, it's a Platinum Premier package is what it's going to say. But the Platinum Premier package is a verified local listing with your Google Guaranteed LSA application fee. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month, but it's just going to be in the price of $199 because the LSA billing, it has its own billing system. So you'll deduct that $500 with the lead balance, and that'll kind of go through on its own terms. And
so the LSA, that's the local service ad. That's what that is?
Yeah, Google Guarantee is also called local service ads, LSA.
Okay. I didn't realize it was the same thing.
Yeah.
So yeah. This has been rebranded? Because I did that before. I didn't have much luck with that.
The LSA program?
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Guarantee and LSA are within the same program, but to get the Google Guaranteed like background check, it's you have to go through a separate background check. Were you hosting it yourself?
I don't know. I had a guy help me do it before.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're supposed to have a rep that actually sets it up.
When you first started, too.
When you first started?
When, no, not when I first started, when it first started, the LSA.
Like January last year?
like even before that.
No, January of last year is when they rolled out Google Guarantee. There was a local service ad.
That's what I'm saying. Product. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about local service ads before that. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a local service ads product that was separate before that. And then, like I said, they prepared for the demise of HomeAdvisor by Angie's. And that's where they actually rolled out the Google Guarantee, which incentivizes the homeowner with a $2,000 insurance from Google, saying that they've background checked you and you could trust this guy. And that kind of incentivizes them because they get that insurance from Google. And then we also make sure that you have all your insurance and everything. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're clear. That's the whole reason that we do this voice verification. But again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before your next billing is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you for your local listing. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to process.
How long do I have to cancel it before the renewal?
We're just supposed to let us know before the next bill is due. I mean, preferably three days, but if you let us know before the bill is due, I could literally just stop it, automated cycle. Through our merchant processing. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to process this payment. When this goes through, you're going to start receiving the application, the outline of the agreement for your local listing, the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, and then the standard verification form. I don't think we're going to need the standard verification form, actually, since you're already verified, but they will ask you for access to your Google Business Profile at some point during your client interviews.
Okay.
That would mean
other people have access to that too.
Well, you can. There's you. It has ownership and access to it, and then you could only have one other manager or outside company in there. Yeah. So if we get access to it, it'll literally kick them out of it. So I don't know if you're paying somebody to like host your Google Business Profile or maintain it for you, but they'll literally get kicked out of your Google Business Profile once you have a partner in there.
All right, I'll tell them because that's fine.
If they just suddenly lose access to it, you could just tell them, like, hey, I signed up with Local Splash, this premier Google partner, and they're hosting it.
Okay.
That way they don't panic.
Okay. Do you have my email address? Yeah, you do. There it is.
Yep. Got it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always stay on the line. I got to make sure you get everything. I don't do that. Disconnect. Good luck. Make sure you got everything. You understand exactly what the steps are. So there's a full outline of the agreement. You'll need to sign off on the service agreement and then the Google Guaranteed application. There will be another vendor that will actually reach out to you. So there's Google themselves, and then there's also a third party that does a background check. So you'll get that form, and they'll ask you for, like, social. They do it really thorough background screening. They could also help you background screen any questionable employees that you might have. Not saying that you do, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we want to make sure. Yeah, it's a part of it. They actually recommend that anybody that you have go out and do client facing, that they go through the background screening.
Okay.
Yeah, but just as a little side note between me and you, I've also worked with guys where they have people they work with, and they're like, I know this guy probably won't pass a background check. And so they just say, hey, I'm not going to have him do any client facing, even though they might still be doing it. It's kind of like a workaround. So we don't push him through there. So, you know, it's like a family member you're taking care of. You got a crazy uncle. We can still help you. Yeah. Just keep his name out of it, pretty much.
I'm getting so much stuff here from you guys.
It seems like a lot. It seems like a lot, but at the end of the day, just pick up the phone and call. Honestly, if you feel like it's too much, you know, we have workarounds for it. Obviously, we'd like you to just send in the paperwork, but I also have guys that are like 80 years old, and it's just not going to happen, you know? And then as long as you give us the consent, and we have like over the recorded line you giving us consent, and we could show Google that, then, you know, it's no problem.
So is the same stuff coming through the email as a text?
Yes. That's also probably why it seems a little overwhelming too, because it's going to both. there. So you're probably getting the same text and emails on both platforms. And you could opt right. out of that when you go to sign your subscription terms. If you just say, hey, I don't want text anymore, strictly email, we'll go the route you prefer, or vice versa if you just want text and not emails. It's up to you. But when we first sign up, we send them to both.
Just to be safe. Stuff I can talk to this person about this afternoon, right? Exactly what I need to do.
Yeah, so the application, though, like I'm on the line with you now. We don't have to just disconnect unless you got to go. But what do you have questions about?
I do have to go.
Oh, okay.
Right now, but soon. But all these checks I'm getting now, these all require action for me?
Not all of them, no. One of them is just, like I said, it's going to be an outline of your agreement in writing. You want to sign off on that. It's pretty easy. You just type out your first and last name at the bottom as it appears. There's the Google Guarantee form. You do have to fill that one out. That's the Google Guarantee application. So you're not in the Google Guarantee program right now. So you have to fill that one out. That one might take you the weekend, though. Like, you don't have to do it now. Usually it takes guys 2 to 3 days because they ask for a lot of information on that form. But
right,
that would
so be... I see the agreement. I see the invoice. That's not the agreement, right? Now I see...
There should be a link in there for the subscription terms.
I have to go to my dashboard to do all these. Is that right?
You do have your own dashboard and tracking system. There's also an app that's hooked up to both your local and your Google Guarantee program. But you don't have to do it through the dash. You should be able to just click on the form and fill it out unless it's asking you to log into your email just to verify your identity.
I don't see any form. I'm just application form. Okay, there's that one. So that's the application form.
For
correct?
Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the next one says initial invoice.
Mm-hmm. That's the outline of the agreement because you have a reoccurring payment of $199 for the local listing. So that that outlines that in there. And then it'll also have the payment breakdown for Google Guarantee as well. It's just going to say application fee $250 and then $199 for your local.
Okay. Click here to authorize that. Type my name.
And then right after you finish that, it'll take you to the page to log in. But we do have an app. I recommend the app over the PC version, especially if you're on a mobile device.
Is this a local service app or...?
Yeah, the app's hooked up to your Google Guarantee and your local listings, but you'll be able to differentiate in the app what's LSA and Google Guarantee and then what's coming from your local listing, whether they just click to call you there locally. And it'll save their number, their information. You'll have recordings of the conversations, too. So if it's Google Guarantee, you'll be able to hear the rep, like, handing the lead off to you.
So it just prompted me to go to this. Should I have to do this now, too?
No. You don't have to log into that right now. Signing the subscription terms locks it all in. That way we could get started on it. And then the Google Guarantee form, you could fill that out over the weekend. It usually takes guys 2 to 3 days to get it back to us anyway. And then
the login, so this is the username. It's got some number and password. That's my login.
Yeah, it should be your phone number. And then
it's not
your number?
508-715-6140. Which again, you might have called, like sometimes my Google has some weird number on it. People call me.
Yeah, you have a Google Voice number that just popped up here when I submitted your profile. I didn't see that until right now. What is this? 715-6140? You had a tracking number before.
Maybe. I don't know.
Sometimes they do that when you're trying to do Google Guarantee or if you've done LSA in the past. Sometimes they prefer to have a tracking number on there just because it's easier to track all the calls and everything.
Right.
Okay. Let me go back and see. Now when I pull up the 4495 number, it automatically pulls up that 6140.
Yeah, I've run into that before.
I'll expunge it. I'll do a name, address, phone number cleanup too right now and make sure.
Yeah.
Let me double check this isn't on your website either. That's usually what the setup fees go towards when we do the local listings, but you already got all this stuff set up for me today. So I'll go in there and do this for you right now. I'll enroll it in NAP. It's good. It matches up already on the website. Okay. Please expunge this Google Voice tracking number. active or existing line for this client. Well, do you think you'll use a tracking number later? Or you'll
call
one?
I don't know what for.
It just shows a different number, and it's kind of like press one for the local guys, because the local listings, they don't get pre-screened like the Google Guarantee guys. They could just click and call you. If you have a tracking number on there, it's like press one to be connected, you know, and then at least you know you have a live human being on there, because you've been saying you were getting a lot of spam calls. So sometimes that'll help you thread through it and make sure there's an actual person on there without you having to have like a secretary like answer them. But it won't
show up anywhere, that number.
No, that number would show up, or like the tracking number, it would show up on your listings, and that's the number they'd call. It'll just automatically forward to your number in real time.
Okay.
So I'll leave that on the table. Right now, I'm just going to get rid of this one. They're saying that, like, do we delete it? Because if he does want to get a tracking number later, then we'll just use that same line and get it reactivated for him. In case it was on like a business card anywhere.
Well, should I leave it? I don't know. Should I leave it there?
It's up to you. You know,
well,
it hasn't made any difference so far.
It hasn't been helping me with any spam.
Let's just get rid of it and have a straight line, and then your tracking system will capture everything. Let's just have them call you and then have you you can kind of thread through it. And if it becomes an issue, then we could always get you a new tracking number. We won't charge you for it. Let's just do that.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to give you any more headaches than you have right now. So right now it's just, you already signed your subscription terms. Got it. I'm going to get this number expunged and removed from the profile. And then we have a interview scheduled for today between 4 and 5 o'clock. A technician will contact you, walk you through that. And then over the weekend, work on the Google Guarantee verification form. Okay. The application. Knock that out. Okay. And then that way by this time next week, it should all be up and running, and you should be getting leads already from Google Guarantee. All right. And then you have my number. I'm going to resend this to you, too, just so it didn't get buried somewhere. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, Jesse, you could always call me directly, too.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call between 4 and 5 for your client interview.
All right.
All right. Thanks talk so to much. You then. You're very welcome. Bye-bye.